everyone, and welcome back to Musai Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Cabrera, and this is Season 6, Episode 1. After taking a creative break, I'm back this season with a selection of carefully curated guests to discuss all things self-love, creatrix energy, stepping into your divine feminine, and so much more. Today, you'll be meeting Veronica Radulovic, known affectionately as Sparkles. Sparkles is a dynamic and versatile multidisciplinary artist whose creative journey seamlessly intertwines dance, painting, performance art, and costume design. With a rich background in various forms of dance and a lifelong passion for artistic expression, Veronica's work is a testament to the transformative power of creativity and the boundless possibilities of human expression. Today, we talk about her canvas creations, art as a healing tool, living in higher vibrations, and so much more. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and here's Sparkles on Musai Collective. Hello, Veronica, aka Sparkles. How are you today? It's so good to have you on Musai Collective Podcast. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. We've been chatting about doing this for a while now, but our schedules and life got in the way. But I'm so happy that we're making it happen today.
Me too. Happy to finally be here.
Yeah. And you're back in Montreal now, right?
Yeah, I'm back in Montreal after 2 years.
Yes.
Loving life here.
Okay, well, for everyone listening, I have actually known Sparkles for a few years now. Just, I'd say, mostly through the dance music scene when I was working at Electric Island. And Sparkles was part of the team of the Go-Go Dancers and entertainment for the music festival for many seasons. And Sparkles, did you also design the costumes?
For a few of them, I did. Yeah, I got to conceptualize the costumes and then make all the costumes by hand and fit them all to the dancers. So that was a really fun part of it.
Yeah, you are always looking so gorgeous and on point up there dancing, making the vibe.
Always trying to make it look electric.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, it's just over the years, just seeing you, getting to know you through like the scene. You know, you are a multidisciplinary artist for sure across art, dance, design, and you're such a creatrix and it's been such a huge part of who you are on your path. So can you share with us your artistic journey and your origin story?
Of course. So my journey as a multidisciplinary artist traces back from my childhood. My parents met in art school. So I grew up in an environment where my artistic expression was always celebrated. I naturally gravitated towards drawing as a child, and having so much energy as a kid, my parents had to put me in competitive rhythmic gymnastics. but I think it was like around the time I was 12 that I experienced a pivotal moment of transformation when I discovered contemporary dance, ballet, jazz, and a bunch of other dance forms, which I completely fell in love with. I think it was like when I was in about third grade, I made like a conscious decision to commit myself fully to a path of artistry. I realized that art was not merely just like a hobby, but it was something that was a true calling in my life. So basically from that moment onwards, I just dedicated myself to nurturing all my artistic talents and pursuing my creative passions.
That's a wonderful origin story. Well, it's so nice that you were always supported also by your parents and you come from an artistic household. So it wasn't like, you know, you hear some artistic creatives that their parents did not support them or they wanted to take the more traditional career routes, you know, be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it may be, but not the creative route because it's not traditionally not the one that's going to make you the most money or the financial stability or whatever it might be. You know, there's just different mindsets with all of this kind of stuff, especially with like older generations.
Most definitely. I feel like I really lucked out when it comes to my parents. I mean, from time to time, like, you know, my parents are like, oh, like, when are you going to get a real job? But I don't think they actually mean it.
this is a real job.
Like, this is, my life is my job.
Yeah. Well, something that, I mean, I've been paying attention to the last few years is your gorgeous, like, large-scale paintings, which you've developed your own methodology and unique approach using your precise movement and your dance and your entire body as the actual paintbrush. So everyone listening, you can actually check out some of this on her Instagram and some of the videos that, and reels that she has. But, you know, when did you first discover this method? And what is the artistic process when getting prepared, like mentally, spiritually, physically, to start a painting like this?
Yeah, of course. From the time I was 18, I started modeling for body painters. So I was used to being the canvas and being painted head to toe. You have to stand still for the artist for a long time. So I think at some point, I just had this desire to use the movement of the paint and my body to create and express. And I've been basically a human paintbrush for the last 7 years now, which brings me so much joy. There's really nothing more satisfying than pouring paint on yourself, rolling around, and creating a piece of art. But when it comes to, like, getting prepared and doing that physically, I usually set up a day or two prior. And then when I go to the studio, I set up my shots and I stretch and I align with the artistic vision I aim to manifest before my performance. So I find when it comes to my performance, I'm either focused more on what my movements are and what the choreography and the dance looks like, or I'm more focused on what the canvas and the final product looks like. But it's most ideal when both of those worlds kind of align and I'm satisfied with my dancing performance and I'm satisfied with the final product. So one of those both come together and I'm happy with both. That's like the most ideal thing when it comes to pushing my artistry.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, when I'm watching your videos and the setup and, you know, you start pouring all the paint exactly where you want it, and then you make that first slide right through the canvas and just like, and then you're like just swirling around intuitively, you know, you don't really know which way you're going to go, correct? Like, you're just kind of like in the flow. Do you have music on when you're doing this too?
You know what? Yeah, it's kind of difficult. So most of the time I actually do it in silence. Sometimes I have a song. But when you are the paintbrush and you are the tool and you are in your own way, it can be difficult to figure out what that post or what that brush stroke is going to look like. But, you know, since I've been doing it for 7 years and I can look back at some of the videos and I can kind of see what certain movements are doing on a canvas, taking that three-dimensional, you know, object onto a two-dimensional plane, there's more and more that I'm discovering. And this, like, the power slide that I do is one of my favorite things. And I can kind of direct it and I know where it's going. I also love using my calves as like a paintbrush and using my forearms. My goal is always to try to make the biggest natural brush stroke as possible.
Nice, yeah. I noticed that now that you're saying this about the calves and the forearms, like, you're very distinct with it. I love it. Well, everyone check it out on her website. What's her website?
Laced with Sparkles.
Laced with Sparkles.com.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, there actually, you have some of your portraits or canvases for sale on your website. So
I do.
Everyone, you can check that out on her website and on her Instagram for, like, you know, more of a visual.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be able to express ourselves through a creative outlet is a form of therapy, or even a meditation for some people. So how has dance, art, and design become a savior to you in your own life as a healing tool?
I feel like my artistic endeavors have provided me with the process to release any sort of emotions that I'm holding on to. And within dance, you're able to find peace and balance in the present moment. So through these creative outlets, I've been able to navigate some of life's challenges and emerge stronger and more empowered on the other side.
Yeah, empowerment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also because like every time you create, whether it's one of your canvases or when you were like doing more, maybe you're still doing fashion design, but you're always creating and there's some kind of output from that, you know, depending on like what's going on in your life at that time. Making art, in the end of the day, it's going to heal you. So it's kind of a nice cycle.
Oh, definitely. It's amazing that you can take a certain emotion or an experience and have a creative idea that transforms it into something more powerful in the end.
I can inspire others.
Yeah, that's really the best part.
It's a full moon. Well, it was just a full moon the other day, full moon in Virgo, I believe. Well, it's not quite a manifestation moon, but I want to talk about manifesting. And, yeah. You know, when we manifest, we send that vibrational energy into the universe and, you know, she hears us and yeah. The universe responds to our frequency, you know? So how has staying in a high vibrational mindset been crucial to your own survival, to attract the right people, the right places and the right things in your life?
Definitely manifesting is a vibrational energy that we emit. And I firmly believe that the universe does respond to a frequency that we are putting out, which is why I love and try to maintain a high vibration, which is definitely crucial for attracting those right people, places, and opportunities in life. And, you know, I've come to understand that certain emotions are obviously unavoidable. And as, you know, instead of resisting or suppressing them, I've learned to acknowledge and process through movement and also just that through a thought process and like asking yourself, like, why am I feeling this? What's going on? And being able to break it down and then be able to basically move through it and not be stuck in certain emotions. Dance obviously serves as a powerful outlet for channeling, you know, some of these chaotic energies into something that's more like captivating.
For sure. Yeah. I find, you know, maybe too often we hold on to feelings or let things get to us and can't let it go. And you just need to, you know, maybe like do something that, you know, changes your mood, go for a walk in the sunshine or do some yoga, do some journaling, paint, whatever, do something creative, even speak to a friend, you know, do something that gives you like, what do they call it? Like a micro glimmer or something like that. They call it, and it's just like little things that you do in your day.
Yeah. I love glimmers.
Yes. That can like just boost your mood and like switch your mindset because, you know, life happens, things happen, and people do shitty things to you. So,
yeah,
you know, it's like getting over it and like accepting, releasing, surrendering, moving on next. But
totally,
rather than being stuck in this like low vibrational, sad place, right?
Yeah, you know, like when I was going through, you know, my breakup a couple years ago, and I was going to be homeless. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Like, and all I could do was be able to like change my vibration. I'm like, normally when I would want to like go through it at that point, I was like, no, I am like in survival mode. I can't actually, I'm going to have to process this a little bit later. And I basically just had to put myself in a vibration that was so high that I was going to be able to attract all the right outcomes in my life at that time. And I never found myself, you know, homeless that like year and a half of my life where I had no idea what was going to happen. You know, all these magical things happened and so serendipitously, and finding myself in Egypt and Bali and Singapore and swimming with elephants, which I've always wanted to do. You know, spending my birthday in Hong Kong, checking out Art Basel, collaborating with cool brands in Europe and dancing at a charity event at Houdini's mansion. There's like all these things that happened just because I was able to stay in a state of like high vibration and belief in order to basically get through a difficult time.
What are some ways you try to like activate living in high vibrations?
There are different ways of activating different hormones in your body, you know, serotonin, oxytocin, all of those. So there are different little things that you can do to trigger all of those. I find that doing that helps a lot. And journaling, I find, helps a lot too. And just moving and sunshine. Like, honestly, like, that's like one thing that's kind of hard in Montreal is like, there's not a lot of sunshine. So take your vitamin D.
That's the thing. Yeah. I'm out here in the sunshine. I try to sit in the sunshine a little bit every day. It's like, it's here every day. So it just got really hot, but I try every day to like, even like go for a walk 30 minutes in the morning or at sunset. But, I feel my mood boost for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah, me too. I find exercising every day really helps.
So what are some ways that you like to raise your vibration when, you know, you feel like you need it?
I find asking yourself what you need in that given moment is important, whether that is an extra 5 minutes in bed, a hot tea, a hot shower, sunshine, respectful of what your needs are. I think can really help raise your vibration when you're feeling low. Obviously, talking to someone, if there's something bothers you, like, don't hold it in. Like, girl, let it out. Like, who cares how they react? Yeah. Like, yeah, if you cross my boundaries, I'm going to let you know.
Yes. I love a good boundary.
Yeah.
Well, can you tell us in what ways your art has empowered you and given you the freedom and inspiration in your own life? And do you hope to translate some of that inspiration into others?
Yeah, I completely believe that art is freedom, and each one of us has the ability to design our dreams on this earth. And for me, dance and movement is the thing that makes me feel the most free. So I wanted to capture what it feels like inside my human experience onto canvas. And I find that art is such a healing and evolutionary path that it's so calming in ways that words can't express. I started painting, you know, with my body, because when I'm designing, you know, it's great to conceptualize things. It's great to draw it. It's great to pattern make, cut, sew, and then piece it all together, finding all these. But, you know, that takes weeks on end. Whereas dance, you can make it up as you go along. And I love how that feels. But when it comes to how I try to inspire others, I would say I'm just being my authentic self. And if that resonates with someone, and if someone feels moved by my work, I'm happy that I can inspire them.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like when you're a creatrix and you're creating as often as you are, whether it's through your art, dance, through like a podcast, you know, if just one person is a little inspired, I feel like that's great. You know, it's really nice to get feedback from listeners or maybe people who have purchased your art or have seen your artwork. You know, you never know who you're inspiring. You really don't. So, and also just with your story, you know, overcoming adversities and moving and all of the things and not knowing what's next, you know, staying in that high vibration. All of this is inspiring because, you know, we all go through changes and hardships, but at the end of the day, you will get through it, but it's a work in progress, right? So you never know who you're inspiring. So it's admirable.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, you are an incredible dancer across ballet and modern dance, and you really encompass the fusion of fashion into your performances. So whether it's at a music festival or a nightclub or the dance studio, How has dance been a significant pillar in your artistic journey?
For me, dance is not just a form of artistic expression. It's a healing modality that nurtures the body and the mind and the soul. And it's a sacred space where I kind of feel like I'm suspended between two worlds. You know, you're kind of this conduit between the celestial and the earth. And as a woman, I embrace this role for cosmic energy, channeling, creativity, and creation in its purest form. It's through dance that I feel most whole, most authentic, and most connected to my being.
I mean, I love to dance. And I always have. It's something I've been doing since a child. So to be able to take that, like, fire inside of you and, like, do this as a performance for people and, like, I gotta tell you, like, when there were like the few times that we didn't have any dancers at the festival, something's missing. Like, I felt it. I was like, the girls aren't here today, you know? And because you guys add that element, that flair, and it's like also feminine energy up there on the stage with your beautiful costumes and your beautiful makeup and smiles, you know? But it always added, that's like the missing piece of the puzzle there at these festivals. But also, like, you're up there performing, but also you're in the vibe, right? So
yes, like, honestly, it feels so electric to be dancing, especially when you're in front of, like, thousands of people and the sound system's so good and the DJ's right there. And it's like, honestly, it just feels electric.
Well, you were always missed when you were there.
Yeah, I always missed it too. I'm like, why am I not here?
So you mentioned that you've been writing your memoir. So What made you decide to dive into this project and share your life with the world?
Oh, well, I've always had an eventful life and I absolutely adore telling all my wild and crazy stories to my friends. But it wasn't until last year that I started taking this idea a little bit more seriously. My grandmother, who just turned 92, has been struggling with memory loss. And it's made me realize that when I'm her age, I'm probably not going to remember anything. So having the events that shaped me as a person would be worth reading, you know, again on my deathbed. And I feel like I'm the type of person, I've always been extremely existential. I'm always embracing every moment, trying to live my life to the fullest. And I think it would be kind of fun to just leave a little bit of sparkle and legacy behind.
Wow. I mean, fair enough. You can go back and read all your, like, fairy tales. They're not fairy tales, but, like, you know, read the
horror stories.
Horror stories,
fairy tales.
The life of sparkles. Yeah, I mean, that's great. So let us know. Is this something you're going to, like, release?
I don't know when. Like, I think I have to wait some time, like a few decades. But it's gonna be a work in progress for sure.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for that memoir when it's ready, and hopefully more crazy things happen to you that you can include.
Most definitely.
Sparkles memoir. So we're gonna get to this part of the podcast. If you can share with us one positive affirmation or any life advice you'd like to give.
All right, life advice from Sparkles. All right, one positive affirmation that I can share with you and your listeners is you are enough exactly as you are at any given moment. Embracing and nurturing your inner child is key to unlocking your creativity and inner strength. It's not always easy to uplift yourself, especially during challenging times. However, it is a valuable life skill worth practicing. Remember, all the obstacles you face and the pain that you endure are lessons towards greater success and personal growth. And lastly, you have the courage to confront and overcome your fears. And within your bravery lies true magic and strength. So trust in yourself.
Always trust in yourself. Trust the process. Trust your process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sparkles. I'm so happy that we finally made this happen.
Yes.
And everyone listening, definitely check out Sparkle's Instagram reels, her website, and what's your handle on Instagram?
Laced with Sparkles.
Laced with Sparkles, everybody. And you can check out all the videos that I'm talking about and the body painting and the art and everything she's doing over there. But yeah, thanks so much for being on the podcast. And if I'm in Canada this summer, I'll definitely pop into Montreal.
Yes, please do. And thank you for all these amazing questions. I'm happy I got to share with you.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you part of the collective, the Creatrix.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll see you soon, Sparkles.
Love you.
Love you. Ciao.
Bye.